Two private colleges in Buffalo are reacting to the new tuition-free scholarships for state colleges and universities.
This will not have an adverse effect on Madai College.
Madai College President Kenneth Maker tells WBFO there are some gotcha moments within the fine print of the Excelsior Scholarship Plan for SUNY schools. He says students should be aware.
Oh, there's a lot of gotcha moments built into this. Again, if you don't get the right grades, your Excelsior scholarship turns into a loan. So there's a lot of fine print that happens after the fact in this proposal.
Over the weekend, state lawmakers approved a new budget and includes scholarships for families making $125,000 or less per year. But lawmakers also included an enhanced tuition assistance plan for private schools. Eligibility will increase for private school families earning $100,000 a year for this fall, and it will increase in the following years.
The biggest challenge actually will be to explain the programs to students. The governor wants this all to accomplish, to happen by fall of 2017.
Like, my first reaction was more or less like, where's the money going to really come from?
Latrice Perara is a second-year student at Madai. She's already receiving some partial scholarship dollars from Say Yes Buffalo, so this would not affect her. But she says it's only fair private schools get needed financial aid to assist other students.
As long as they're able to provide, like, private schools more funding for students and more scholarships and grants for them, then it's a great program. But if it doesn't, then it's going to fail, and then it's going to create problems for private schools.
And we are concerned with what the impact will be on the students' ability more than anything else.
Duville College President Dr. Lori Clemo tells WBFO the tuition-free plan will create challenges for private colleges and students.
Are you concerned it will be a direct hit to future enrollment?
You know, right now we're not thinking that it is going to be an enrollment challenge because of the increase in TAP across the board. This actually gives students more aid to be able to access higher education. We have strong programs that we're confident are going to continue to attract students. And interestingly enough, through the whole conversation that we've been having in New York State about the possibility of free tuition, what we've actually seen and have happened at Duville is that we have had more students apply and more deposit.
What will be ahead for you as a challenge as a private school?
Well, you know, our major concern is that we want to make sure that we are meeting the needs of our students. So we want to make sure that we're going to be able to get information out to our students that really clarifies for them what exactly the Excelsior Scholarship is, what the Enhanced TAP program is, and how it will affect them beginning this fall.
Both college leaders tell us they believe it will come down to a family's choice of wanting a private school education and the advantage of smaller class sizes. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.